and you are aware of the presence of God in your life, if you are aware of the presence of God, you will keep going. You will never run out of energy. So children of the Lord, know that the presence of God is with you. One with God is more than majority.
Welcome to Trumpet Media Podcast with James Taiwo, encouraging people to faithfully serve God and motivating them to live fulfilled lives on earth. Get James Taiwo's books and subscribe to his articles at jamestaiwo.com. That's James, T-A-I-W-O.com.
The message we will share today, the title is The Sense of God's Presence. I actually titled it The Sense of His Presence. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Here we are. We ask you, Heavenly God, the voice of heaven, let it speak to us in the name of Jesus. Let there be understanding of your word. Let us know your will and bless us today tremendously in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we commit the hour into your hands, that you will glorify the Father and the Son. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us say the sense of his presence. The sense of his presence. Okay, now let's make it better. The sense of God's presence. How many of us know that God is with you? I know that for sure. God is with me. Somebody say, God is with me.
God is with me.
Amen. So I want to remind you of the presence of God. Okay? Sometimes when we find ourselves in circumstances, we get carried away with what is happening around us, and we have the tendencies to forget about the presence of God. The presence of God is always with the children of God. And the presence of God, when it's there, it offers you a lot of benefits. One of them is the presence of God brings protection for you. The presence of God brings blessings into your life. The presence of God brings comfort. It brings satisfaction. The presence of God brings solution to your problem. So, as a child of God, you must always be aware of the presence of God in your life. You must be constantly remembering that the presence of God is with you. Okay? Hallelujah! Amen. Let's open to the book of Psalm 23, the one that you know very, very well. If somebody tap you when you are sleeping, you can recite Psalm 23. Psalm 23. Let us read together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen.
If I'm to ask you, I'm sure 80% of people here will tell me the right answer. Who wrote Psalm 23?
David.
See, almost 100% got it. I see people that decide to keep the answer to themselves. David wrote Psalm 23. Do you all agree with me that David has so much trouble in his life?
Yes.
David had times 3 or times 4 of your problem, those that you think you have right now. Okay? He was a man that lived larger part of his life in the jungle, running from a boss that wanted to kill him. He was a man that where he sleeps today, he cannot determine where he will sleep tomorrow. He was a man that was living in the caves. He was a man that confronted Goliath, the man that, according to the Bible description, his spear was as big as this beam. Okay? He was a man that his own son overthrew him. and was running for his dear life. Okay? And this is the man that wrote Psalm 23. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Okay? In verse 4, he said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. That's where we dwell today. Even though there are circumstances in my life, even though there are situations that challenge my freedom, that challenge my peace of mind, that challenge my destiny, that challenge my career, that challenge my health, that challenge my finances, my economy, that challenge things that I can say and things that I am even scared of saying. He said, I know that thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. Let's take some steps back from the time of David. Okay? There was a man they called Moses in the Bible. You remember Moses? Moses was a prophet of God. And when God called Moses in the wilderness, when he ran from King Pharaoh, when he ran from Egypt, when God wanted to get his attention, there was burning bush, right? Burning bush experience. And when God called out from the fire, he got his attention. And God said, I will send you to Egypt to go and deliver my people. Moses started to dribble God. He was coming up with different excuses. And God wanted to prove that he was the one that sent him. God told him, what is it in your hand? He said, wrong. God said, put it down. And he turned to snake. God said, put it up again. God take this tail of the snake again. And he turned to rod. And God said, go, let this rod shall always be with you. Go to the Pharaoh. And go to my people. And lo and behold, that rod became the appearance of presence of God in everything that Moses did all the way through. When he was in the palace, he threw down that rod, he became a snake. And when the Pharaoh's magician threw their rod down, what happened? They became snakes also. The snakes of Moses swallowed their own snakes. And that rod was what Moses pointed to the Red Sea, and that he parted. So the rod has the significance. So when David was saying, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me, it means something. And Moses was David was a man that understood the significance of a rod very, very well. You know why? Because he was a shepherd. Okay? The rod was what the shepherd used to direct the sheep. When the sheep is about to digress and fall into the trap, or will go into the bush where spears will swallow, will tear him apart, he will use the rod to direct. So the rod he used to span, the rod he used to comfort. That's what it means. Hallelujah. Amen. He used the rod to protect. This man said, I am a shepherd, but God is the greatest shepherd. I use small seed to direct the sheep, but God has the bigger sheep, bigger rod I use to direct my life. I use the seed to chase unwanted enemies, those that would have swallowed my sheep or tear them in pieces. But God used the bigger one to chase around those that wanted to harass my peace of mind. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, when the rod is present and the shepherd is not present, or the owner of the rod is not present, there's a trouble. The rod is a mere stick, wooden stick, that somebody carries around when a hand is not holding that rod. Even the sheep can trample upon it. Bears can walk past it and attack the sheep. But inasmuch the rod is in the hands of the shepherd, the sheep are secured. This man said, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. What we are learning from today is that the presence of God is with his own children. The presence of God is with you in your situations and in your circumstances, in your lacks, in your fears, okay? In your insufficiencies, the presence of God is with you. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
We've talked about David. Let's talk about these two people in the Bible, Joshua and Caleb. We mentioned their names during Bible study on Friday. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Joshua and Caleb, they were 12, 2 out of 12 spies that were sent to spy the land of Canaan, the one that we call Promised Land. And when they got there, 10 spies came back and said, "We saw big giants over there. We are like grasshopper." And Joshua and Caleb came back with a report that, you know, we saw big fruit in the land, big food for us to eat. Even though we saw big men, we know our God is able to defeat the giant and give us the land that he has promised us. What did they see? That is what English people call pessimists and optimists. In a simple language, half empty cup and half full cup. Hallelujah! Yeah. Now, there's no water and cup to demonstrate, but you will understand what I'm saying. If you put water inside a cup, you put it to the half. The definition is in your hands, right? You can tell me it's half full. You can tell me it's half empty. You know that, right? If you put water in the cup, you can tell me it is half empty. You can also tell me it is half full. It depends on your own perception. So, these two people, they came back and said, "We saw big fruit." 10 people came back and said, "We saw big giants." So what did you see? Those two people, Joshua and Caleb, knew the presence of God was with them in their circumstances. Even whatever has come out of the mouth of God, God will honor it. And that same promises are still alive to today. If God has promised you, he will win that battle for you. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
If God has said that in this phase of the land you are going to prosper, it is going to happen. It does not matter who is in the government. Amen?
Amen.
Who made me? Who made Donald Trump? Of course, he has some power. But in as much we answer to the same God, then my faith is not in his hand. My faith is in the hand of God.
This message will continue shortly. Let me quickly remind you to subscribe to Trumpet Media Podcast with James Tywell on iTunes and other outlets. Remember to review and rate us very high in the store. Visit jamestywell.com to subscribe for free articles and download books. Continue to enjoy the message.
Thy rod and thy staff, they do what? They comfort me. Now, what are the benefits that we enjoy when we recognize the presence of God? What are the benefits that we enjoy when we recognize the presence of God? Somebody tell me something.
Peace of mind.
We have peace of mind, yes?
Joy.
We have protection, we have joy, yes?
Prayer answered.
Prayer answered. Amen. Okay, thank you. As children of the Lord, when you understand that God is with you, your problem is half solved, even without anybody touching it at all. Alright? By knowing that God is with me, I know this is not the end of my life. By knowing that God is with me, I know there is hope. And I know a solution can appear. By knowing that I am not all alone, I will not be depressed. I will still wake up and I will still keep going. You see, when you don't understand or recognize the presence of God, you drag your feet. You sleep for 4 hours, you spend the remaining 2 hours thinking about your problem before you get out of bed. They are talking to you right now, they are talking to you. You are all gone, thinking about something else. That person that owe you money and refuse to pay. Huh? You open your shop from morning to evening. It's only one customer that came yesterday. That's what you've been thinking about. All along, your mind is completely lost. But when you are in the presence of God, guess what? You don't care. Those things, they become insignificant. Then guess what? Tomorrow, God sentence of thousands to you. Because it is not the amount of people that count. It is not the amount of patronage. It is not the amount of money you have in your pocket, because you know money comes, money goes. Hallelujah. But the faithfulness of God will ever remain. Amen. You see, there will always be events, there will always be circumstances. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who gave the world? God, has God said something about you? Somebody tell me yes or no. Has God said something about you?
Yes.
Somebody's not responding.
Yes. Yes.
Has God said something about you?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
There will be events. There will be circumstances. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I mean, if you don't understand what I'm saying, you understand the story of Joseph. God promised Joseph, this man had big dreams. He said, one day I will stand up and everybody will bow for me. One day I will be the head, even my own parents will bow. I will be the savior of my family. Listen, to them at that time, this boy had big mouth. To them at that time, who do you think you are? But of course, a normal human being will say that. You will say that. Somebody say that to you, for especially your junior brother or sister. Alright? Amen?
Amen?
Just like you also have a dream now, and everybody is thinking you are stupid because they think it's bigger than your mouth. So there will be events, there will be circumstances. You know the events and circumstances of Joseph. They sold him to slavery. You know the events and circumstances of Joseph. Do you still remember? Joseph became a prisoner. You know something that also happened to Joseph, right? They condemned him of something that he never did. Many things happened to Joseph. Things that even half of it has not happened to you right now. Okay? But guess what? Those are events and circumstances. They don't have anything to do with the promises of God for your life. If Joseph had forgotten that God had given a word, that the presence of God was with him, he would have derailed. He would have done something irrelevant. He would have missed the promises of God for his life. He had a lot of opportunity to lose the promises of God. You remember in Potiphar's house, what happened? He could have easily slept with Potiphar's wife. You remember what happened in the prison, right? When he was the chief prisoner. Guess what? He was still faithful. He was not an arrogant man. That's why he could interpret a dream to other people in his own circumstances, in his present circumstance. And that was what God used to locate him to the place of honor. Because this man knew, it does not matter what you put to me. It does not matter what you say about me. It does not matter how much you attack me. The faithfulness of God over my life will always prevail. Can somebody say that? The faithfulness of God for my life will always prevail. The faithfulness of God for my life will always prevail. The faithfulness of God for my life we always prevail. Amen. So, stop looking at your situation. Stop looking at what is looking right and what is looking wrong. Look at God. The benefit that you receive from God, number one, you receive in God, the presence of God gives you confidence. Somebody say confidence. Goliath was standing in front of David. Goliath, there was as tall as this building. And Goliath said, I will kill you. I will cut off your head. I will break your hand. And David was thinking, who is this guy? When I have a big God standing by me right now, I'm talking like this. Maybe this guy is blind. He doesn't see that there's a big God beside me right now. If he knows that there's a big God, he won't be running his mouth like the way he's running his mouth. Because this man, the strength that he thinks he has, is nothing to compare with this one that is standing beside me right now. So David was confident. He was not afraid. He was unafraid of what is confronting him. He knew who was with him. Amen? So as someone that understands that the presence of God is with him, will always be confident. Now I throw it back to you, sons and daughters of God. Are you aware of the presence of God in your life? Somebody say yes or no.
Yes.
Are you aware of the presence of God in your life?
Yes.
Touch that person and say, are you aware of the presence of God in your life?
Yes.
You are not touching them. Say, are you aware of the presence of God in your life? Listen, the presence of God is with you. If you know that the presence of God is with you, you will be confident. Remember David said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The next one, the presence of God will help you. Being aware of the presence of God will help you to be appreciative of God. This is something I haven't mentioned so far. When you are aware that the presence of God is with you, you will be appreciative of God. Amen?
Amen.
How much do you thank God? How much do you appreciate God in your life? You know why? You are not doing enough because you don't see God. You can't feel God. You don't have the sense that He is with you. You think you pass that exam because you study. That's why you're not appreciative. You went back, you went to work and came back home safely. You think it because you are a good driver. That's why you're not appreciative. The reason why we are shortcoming in the presence of God, not giving Him due honor, is because we forgot that He was the one that was doing it. I know what my life would have been if God has not been with me. I don't know your story, but I know my story. At least, if I have seen you, you know that I'm not shy of my story. If it has not been God, what would somebody like me be saying? Be aware that it's God that has been with you. Are you telling me I don't have a problem? I have mountain full of problems. All right? But if you compare my life with someone, mountain is higher than mountain. Who has leveled my mountain to this measurable mountain? It's God. So be aware that God is with you at all times. Then you will be appreciative of God's grace in your life. So when we sing, either in the church or at home or whenever you have opportunity to praise God, you will praise God with meaning. Your presence will be meaningful in the presence of the Lord. You will sing that song, you will close your eyes, you will not be thinking about how much you are going to eat for your breakfast. Somebody listening? You will close your eyes like this, you will be saying, God, if it's not you in my life, where will I be? You will just remember the time you were in the middle of highway like this. Trailer could have run you over. And all you had was shh. That guy pressed the brake. It was God that saved you. It's not because the guy was aware of what was going on. He could have as well be playing with his cell phone at that time. You think you're a good driver? A lot of good drivers have died as a result of a car accident. You can be a good driver and somebody driving beside you is not a good driver. What are you going to do about that? It's the presence of God that is always with you. That is why you are what you are right now. Amen?
Amen.
Stop complaining about that song 24/7. Why don't you praise God for his life? Think about the presence of God. It's God that brought you to where you are, my friend. What God has said about you will come to pass under whatsoever circumstance. You may think it's rough today. No! But if you are thinking about your problem, you will not get here because your problem is your God. Having the awareness of the presence of God will make you be diligent in serving God. Thank God for people in the church. When you know that the presence of God is with you, you will serve God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength. It does not matter what you get out of it, because you know the presence of God is more than enough for you. Door will always open for you where there are no doors. Solution will always come. Your bill will always get paid. The Lord will always take care of your children. He will always take care of your future. He will always answer your prayer. He will always speak for you. He will always defend you. Because you are aware that He that is with you never fails. So that is the conclusion of my message today. Are you aware of the presence of God in your life? Let me tell you something. The last secret to me. If you are aware of the presence of God, you will keep going. You will never run out of energy. sir, you will never run out of energy. Amen. Amen. So children of the Lord, know that the presence of God is with you. Amen. Let me tell you something. That the presence of God is with you does not mean all your prayers will be answered. There are some prayers that God will not answer. Because if they are not for you, God will not give it to you. If they will kill you, God will not give you. May God bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, I want you to ruminate. And I want you to evaluate yourself as we go into prayer. I want you to evaluate yourself and say, God, am I aware of your presence in my life? How much have I failed to recognize your presence? From today, I want to change completely. I want to pick up a new attitude, recognizing your presence, so that all this thing that this man has said today can happen in my life. Please bow down your heads, I'll think about it and pray about it.
Hope you enjoyed this message by James Taiwo. Subscribe to this podcast to stay informed of every new episode. Trumpet Media is the media arm of World Outreach Evangelical Ministry. If you live in New York City area, consider to join our worship service on Sunday at 10 a.m. We are located at 3721 Rockaway Beach Boulevard, Far Rockaway, New York, 11691. Learn more about us at WOEM.org.